a hunch, or what we call intuitive thought, or thought from our inner being, does any one of those have more value than the other?
Stimulation of thought is coming to you from all directions, and it is not important, not even a good idea, to separate and try to categorize it. For truly, there is a bank of thought, and you may solicit forth from it whatever you are wanting whenever you are wanting it. A more important question is, how do I know which thought that I have solicited is of advantage to me and which thought that I have solicited is not of advantage to me? And your guidance system or the way you feel will tell you that.
So ideas for inventions or for music and so on, do they come from or through our inner being?
At times. You are receiving stimulation of thought from other physical beings. You are creating some of them yourself. You are receiving them from the non-physical dimension. The possibilities are unlimited.
Okay. Then does this blending help us also to communicate with all other physical beings on the planet?
In the sense that you are now one who is understanding the process more, in the sense that you are now intentionally soliciting thought, in the sense that you are paying more attention to the way that you feel, it is more of an advantage. But all of you are receiving all sorts of things from one another, whether you are blended or not.
So the blended person with high emotional thought, sending it out, so to speak, that thought's no more accessible to the others on the planet than a thought of a person that hasn't reached the stage.
A blended being is a more receptive being.
More receptive.
There are advantages and disadvantages to being receptive. Mm-hmm. Being receptive without having any understanding or without any control or without any ability to screen could be quite a lot of trouble. That is the reason that we teach awareness of the guidance system.
Well, you speak of something to the effect of accessing a universal pool of thought. How do we make sure we get the right thoughts out of it?
By identifying what it is that you are wanting. Right meaning appropriate, appropriate meaning feeling right to you as you receive it. You will know by the way that you feel. Setting forth the intent is the key to the soliciting of what you are wanting. You attract much by default because you are not clear. You have chosen this wonderful dimension of time and space where you have the buffer of time so that you are not instantly attracting. You have an opportunity to think it over and get it right in your mind before it comes barreling into your experience.
And so then the way that we can know, that we can trust the accuracy of the communication coming from within is?
To intend accuracy.
To begin with.
And then pay attention to the way you feel as you are receiving it. If you have intended accuracy, if you have intended high level, if you have intended clarity of receiving, and you do not feel positive emotion as you are receiving, then something that you are wanting is not.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then a person could attract negative communication from their inner being or the non-physical by wanting that or dwelling on that or by default?
Correct. You see, your inner being will offer you negative emotion any time you are thinking or speaking or acting not in the direction of what you are wanting.
And what would you suggest a person do in a case like that?
Whenever you receive negative emotion, identify what has brought it forth and stop doing whatever it was that brought it forth. Set forth more clarity of your intentions.